At the cookhouse, he relinquished the twins to an ecstatic Mrs. Smith, and passed on up the walkway to the main house with Maggie by his side. Mary Carson was sitting in her wing chair. She hardly ever moved from it these days. There was not the necessity anymore, with Patty so capable of overseeing things. As Father Rafe came in, holding Maggie's hand, her malevolent gaze beat the child's down. Father Rafe felt the increase in Maggie's pulse rate, and squeezed her wrist sympathetically. The little girl dropped her aunt a clumsy curtsy, murmuring an inaudible greeting.
"Go to the kitchen, girl. Have your tea with Mrs. Smith," said Mary Carson curtly.
"Why don't you like her?" Father Rafe asked as he sank into the chair he had come to think of as his own.
"Because you do," she answered.
"Oh, come now." For once she made him feel at a loss.
"She's just a waif, Mary."
"That's not what you see in her, and you know it."
The fine blue eyes rested on her sardonically. He was more at ease.
"Do you think I tamper with children? I am, after all, a priest."
"You're a man first, Rafe de Bricassart. Being a priest makes you feel safe, that's all."
Startled, he laughed. Somehow he couldn't fence with her today. It was as if she had found the chink in his armor, crept inside with her spider's poison. And he was changing, growing older perhaps, becoming reconciled to obscurity in Gill and Bone. The fires were dying. Or was it that he burned now for other things?
"I am not a man," he said. "I am a priest.
It's the heat, maybe, the dust and the flies.
But I am not a man, Mary. I'm a priest."
"Oh, Rafe, how you've changed," she mocked. "Can this be Cardinal de Bricassart, I hear?"
"It isn't possible," he said, a passing unhappiness in his eyes. "I don't think I want it any more."
She began to laugh, rocking back and forth in her chair, watching him.
"Don't you, Rafe? Don't you? Well, I'll let you stew a little while longer. But your day of reckoning is coming, never doubt it. Not yet. Not for 2 or 3 years, perhaps, but it will come. I'll be like the devil and offer you—"
"Enough said. But never doubt I'll make you writhe.
You're the most fascinating man I've ever met. You throw your beauty in our teeth, contemptuous of our foolishness. But I'll pin you to the wall on your own weakness.